Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM, stream at krcl.org, or download the app on the App Store.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
Baby, I am so damn tired. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Hi, this is Emiko. My project is Califlora. It started maybe five or six years ago with my friend Charlie from high school. And we still make things sometimes, but mainly it's me. I kind of would quantify myself as like a bedroom pop artist, but lately I'm moving more towards rock. My music, I'd say, is like, my older stuff for sure is more like indie pop, bedroom pop, but I've kind of grown tired of that whole scene. I've always loved rock, and it's been like my main thing, but I never knew how to like record stuff correctly, and I've been learning everything. I'm kind of like a self-taught person. I don't really understand music theory. I have no desire to. I just think things are a lot more natural that way. So yeah, I've been learning bass. I am a lot better at guitar, I feel. But yeah, I'm moving into rock recently, more like alternative, maybe with some like pop influence is what I'd say. Well, I started making this kind of music because I was listening to like a lot of Conan Gray when he was first starting, Wallows, Claro. I think like a lot of those really big indie artists, well, they're not indie anymore, right? But they used to be. And they just had like a certain air about them. I feel like it was almost like fashionable in a weird way. Like they were so popular, it was leaching out into like music, or not music, into fashion. And like, I don't know, they just had a specific vibe about them. It was just that 2020 era, and I was stuck inside making music. So it really stuck with me. Recently, honestly, I went to go see Bay Faction in concert. They played like, it was really recently actually. But as soon as I saw that they were playing, I like looked at some old stuff that I recorded and never touched again. And that's what my new song is actually. It's one that I recorded 5 or 6 years ago and just like revamped. So yeah, I just kind of get re-inspired every time I go to a concert. But yeah, Bay Faction is a big one that kind of got me back into it. It was all based off of one guitar like track I kind of laid down that I really liked, and back then I really, really didn't know how to mix or produce, and like I still don't know, but I'm like a little better. So I just kind of looked at it. I think I had the first verse and first chorus done, but I added like new drums, new bass, because that's something I'm trying to focus on is bass. I have been one of those players where I play very simple, like repetitive bass lines that don't really do anything interesting. So I tried to revamp that, and I added like a guitar solo-y kind of thing just to make it a little bit heavier and less chill. But yeah, the bones were the same, yeah. It's tough because like I've been making music for so long at this point, and all my early stuff, I was like very like superficial about it in a weird way, where I would just like write things because it like rhymed. Like because it had like an energy that I liked. Like I didn't really have much emotional investment in it. Some of them like have specific lines. I know in Shay there's a line about being ditched on a date because he was scuba diving, and that's like a real thing that happened to me. But it's more like, I think things shouldn't be super serious. I add in a lot of jokes and things that are a little funny. But with my new stuff, I'm like a lot more in it. I don't know. I feel like I'm a lot more open with how I write things now. A lot of it is based off of like recent exes, things like that. But like I try and distill it down to specific feelings that you can get rather than just general breakup vibes, if that makes sense.
You left our date for scuba diving. But last I checked, we weren't in Hawaii.
Yeah, so my new single is Miserable and Sweet. It's kind of like my kickoff to what I'm planning. Right before that, I also released Wallow in It, but I think that's like my closer for this era of indie music. But yeah, I'm not sure what the new album is going to be called, but I am working on a full album. It's going to have like 6 to 8 songs, I'm thinking, which is kind of crazy for me because the most I've released at one time has been 2. So it's going to be a lot of work, but I'm going to do lots of alternative rock, maybe some like hyper pop influence, which will be a little weird. But I also have like 3 collaborators that I'm working with recently, and they're all really new to me. One of them I've been following for years, and he messaged me saying how much he liked my music. I'm really excited about that one. One of them's just another friend who's just like ridiculously good at the guitar. So yeah, lots of exciting things. I'm only working with people I care about, you know? I was explaining this actually earlier to someone today, where it's like when you drop off your kids at camp, like you're sending your stuff to somebody else, right? And your kid comes back with all these like new little quirks and things that they've learned at camp. Maybe they swear now, I don't know. But that's how it felt giving my songs to other people to produce. I like had done it once or twice and I didn't even like end up using it because they added like a ton of reverb or like just something that bothered me. And I think that's just how I feel about my music, where it's like I want it in my control. Strawberry Blues is really interesting to me because it's like, honestly, I got a lot of the listens on that because of TikTok. I just would post on TikTok and I was like 19 or something, right? Perfect age to use TikTok. And I love that song. My mom loves that song. She won't stop talking to me about it. Every time I release a new thing, she's like, oh, well, it's not as good as Strawberry Blues. And I do like it. But it does feel weird to have people know that one, because it's like not one that I relate to very well. And I still get messages that are like, what does Strawberry Blues mean? I'm like, I don't know. It just like came to me one day. It doesn't really mean anything. Like, I infused emotion into it, but if you listen to the lyrics, some of them are just like nonsensical. But weirdly, that's like what I love about it. I don't know. Just like slight side tangent, I worked at a place for a while and like my best work friend started playing one of my songs at me. And I was like, how'd you find out about this? Why do you know this? And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, this is my song. And he was like, no, there's no way that you wrote this. And I had to like have him pull it up physically and look at the album cover because he had never looked at it before. And he was like, oh, that is you. So it's just like weird to run into people and have them like know about me when they don't even really know it's me. Yeah, so this is something I'm working on. This will maybe coincide with the album. I can't say much about it because I don't know much about it, to be honest. I would really love to get a band going, but it's hard to find a space to play and B, a drummer. I feel like drummers are, every single drummer is in like 5 bands. You can't find anyone who's free to drum. And like, I've thought about playing with like just a track and singing over it, but it just feels strange. Like, I might do something with just a guitarist and a bassist, and I think that's doable. But, like, I've never played any Cali Flora songs live, ever, which, like, saying out loud is crazy, especially since Strawberry Blues kind of popped off. But, yeah, I've never played live with Cali Flora. I've been in other bands and played live, but Cali Flora is just, like, one of those things I just need to figure out at some point. I've been invited several times, but I'm just so scared playing without any backing. I just, like, don't want to play with a track and have it feel, like, phony or feel like karaoke. Like, I think it'll feel like karaoke unless I get other people in. But I know a guitarist. I've been talking with him a lot. I know a bassist, so that's two of my things covered. And I think I could get one more guitarist. I don't know about drummers. It's kind of in the works, but we're talking about playing with just a drum track. And if we can figure that out, yeah, Cali Flora shows might be on the horizon. You can find me at cali.flora.music on Instagram, or you can always find me on Spotify, Apple Music, any of those places, and it would just be Cali Flora, like California, but Cali, and then Flora, like flora and fauna. You can also find me on TikTok. I don't know. There's nothing super recent on there, but if you want to see my roots, like, it's also just Cali Flora. Yeah, so I wanted to feature Miserable and Sweet, mainly because it's my newest one, right? But also because I feel like it has the most, like, energy behind it in terms of my emotions and just, like, how I feel lately. I don't know. I feel like a very mysterious person, so I think this will unveil some of that. You're about to hear Miserable and Sweet by Cali Flora.
I said to you, and you could have told me that you were still lonely, but I don't mind being alone. But what does it mean if I'm still sad? Is it just guilt, or have I gone mad? 'Cause I don't know what's happening to me. Hey, up all night seeing you, when you know that I shouldn't, but you make me feel alive in a way that you couldn't. Hey, up all night seeing you, when you know that I shouldn't, but you make me feel alive in a way that you couldn't. Skateboard home, ended up catching a cold, left my soul in Gilby Court. And I'm faking, I'm taking my drink till you go away. Passion, you're laughing as I try to get away. Hey, what's happening to me? 'Cause you pull me under when I get above ya, 'cause you don't mind cutting down to the bone. Up all night seeing you, when I know that I shouldn't, but you make me feel alive in a way that he couldn't. Got me captive, cut it down to the bone. And I'm going slowly, and think you already know why do I always let you into my home. Yeah, you got me starving, so that's why I'm always evolving. I shouldn't, but you make me feel alive in a way that he couldn't. Up all night seeing you when I know that I shouldn't, but you make me feel alive in a way that he couldn't. I'm up all night, I'm up all night, I'm up all night when I know that I shouldn't. Up all night, up all night, but I know that I shouldn't.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.